Hello and welcome to Naboy, where we seek to demystify the illusion of aging through timeless wisdom. From the wellspring of vitality, we awaken to our boundless inner potential. Consciousness expands, transcending mere biology. This is not a journey of isolation, but one of divine union. Heart-centered love energy becomes the compass guiding us towards the infinite self and far beyond. I am your host, Peter Wynn. Thank you for joining me. So here we are once again. Welcome and greetings, my dearest friends. I do, as always, sincerely hope that I am once again finding you all in good health and high spirits. And whilst the winter may still be with us, hanging in there, as they say, isn't it wonderful, dear friends, to see that there is a change in the energy about? Have you noticed? I certainly have, as I am outdoors pottering away in the garden. All of nature around us, it would seem, is in a state of transition, preparing itself to launch forth from hibernation. It's truly wondrous and magical. This transition from winter to spring is a profound metaphor for renewal, rebirth, and transformation that has inspired philosophers, poets, and thinkers across centuries. The first green blades are like the return of a friend long gone. Each one bears the spirit of life itself. We must honour this moment as sacred, for it is in these small renewals that the Great Spirit reminds us of our own divine nature. Wise words indeed, dear friends, from Black Elk, a revered Lakota Sioux holy man, medicine man, and visionary. From the 1932 book, Black Elk Speaks. Within Hindu Buddhist philosophy, samsara is the continuous cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. It is characterized by suffering, impermanence, and is fueled by ignorance and craving. The ultimate goal is liberation from this cycle, often achieved through enlightenment, understanding Dharma, and practice. Whilst familiar with the above philosophy, up until this week, I was not familiar with, nor aware of, the 2011 documentary film of the same name, Samsara. It is truly fascinating, dear friends, how it all falls into place on this beautiful journey we call life when you are open to divine timing. And there I was, going along, minding my own business, when out of nowhere I was watching a short talk by Jesse, who curates his website Art and Void, a refuge for the spiritual artists, midnight poets and romantic rebels. And he can also be found both on YouTube and Odyssey. Recommending 5 spiritually awakening films, claiming that these 5 films will spiritually awaken you. Hence, it piqued my interest. One of those films was Samsara, which, as I said, I was not aware of. Its title alone, however, resonating deeply within me. I watched it and was, to put it mildly, blown away by how stunning in both imagery and music it is. A fascinating, clever and thought-provoking statement of the world we live in, said The Independent on Sunday. A non-narrative documentary film relying on cinematography, editing and musical composition to convey its themes that I strongly recommend you watch. That is, of course, if you have not already watched it. This film invites viewers to question the unsustainability of modern industrial civilization, the moral hazards of transhumanist technologies, the spiritual void created by consumerism and digital dependency. Shot over the course of 5 years in 25 countries on 5 continents, opening the viewer up to a greater understanding and appreciation of the human condition and a reverence for the beauty and power of the natural world. There is no getting away from the fact, dear friends, that the healing of self and the healing of the planet are inextricably linked. Healing being the key word here. At some point, we all have to heal, dear friends. Be in no doubt about this. To individually heal is our only way out of the darkness, out of slavery. Conveyed exquisitely in this warm and beautiful film, one can see and feel the shared distress of Earth and mankind. In one scene, we are witness to a group of Tibetan monks intricately working on a circular sand mandala, a Sanskrit word meaning container of essence, painstakingly pouring fusions of coloured sand to make the mandala. And after such concentrated attention to detail, we then observe its total destruction by the monks. The message being conveyed in this act is one of beauty, fragility, impermanence of life and non-attachment. We must strive, dear friends, to live in the moment and savour all its possibilities and opportunities. So do watch it, dear friends. I strongly recommend you do. You very likely will be touched deeply. But, be prepared. It might turn you off eating chicken for a while. Also, you will become more conscious of the food you eat, more conscious of the food you buy and consume. and that's appropriately titled Food Chain by Lisa Gerrard and Marcello De Francisi, one of the pieces from the soundtrack of the film Samsara. And as I have already said, dear friends, if you have not seen it yet, do so. It is hugely educational, a real eye-opener and a thought-provoking piece of work, with the potential, I would say, to rouse you out of your slumber. Thank you so much, dear friends, for listening to the Naboy podcast. If you feel this could benefit anyone in any way, please do pass it along. I would be most grateful. Thank you for joining me, and take very good care of yourselves, today and always. Radiate love, and remember, the joy, love, peace, and fulfillment we long for already exist, dwelling within and awaiting our discovery.